It's arguably the best thing India gave to the world. Yoga practiced through the ages as a miracle exercise for overall well-being has become not only a very profitable industry the world over, but it's also become very political. World Yoga Day is coming up on the 21st, and when the first one was observed in 2015, it was hailed as a major international achievement by the Indian government as well. In a recent interview to us, RSS leader Indiresh Kumar listed UN observance of Yoga Day as one of the NDA government's major achievements. And it was Sadhguru Jaggi Vasudev who said, saying yoga is from India is like saying gravity is European. While Yoga Day has been relatively controversy-free, after the first year, the Ayush Ministry has again gotten into trouble over a pre-Yoga Day briefing in which a booklet was handed out to reporters. Here's a look at the controversies, past and present, and then we'll get the record straight over the next half hour with quite a few yoga women teachers and, of course, one of the authors of that booklet. So 21st is Yoga Day, and every time before Yoga Day we see such controversies. But of course, today the Ayush Ministry has issued a clarification. Let's just play that out for you. In the clarification, the Ayush Ministry has clarified, saying it's been in distribution through government agencies for more than 3 years. So they're saying that this is not an NDA government thing. It was there in 2013 when the UPA was in power. It also says reports that pregnant women should say no to sex is blatantly untrue. The booklet contains no prescription of abstinence from sex. Avoiding non-veg food was a suggestion. That's the ministry clarification that's come out, but of course a bit of a controversy for the government just before Yoga Day and with this booklet coming out. Let me just introduce our panel today. We have Ira Trivedi, who's the author of 10 Minute Yoga Solution. She also works with the Ayush Ministry and also is a yoga consultant for the Rashtrapati as well. Okay, and we also have Shreya Sethi, a yoga and a Zumba trainer. We have Advaita Kala, who is writer and columnist and is writing a book on the RSS. We also have Dr. D.N. Mishra. He is a member of the body which came up with this booklet. That's the Central Council for Research in Yoga and Naturopathy. And in studio, we have a member of ISA's Young Student Leader, Kamal Preet. So that's our lineup today. I just want to start off first with Dr. Mishra. Dr. Mishra, yes, the clarification is out there. Sorry, sir. The clarification is out there.
Dr. D.N. Sharma here.
Yes, sir. The clarification has come out, and yet you're saying it's just a suggestion. But if you look at the words that is there, it says, the clarification says that it does not. It's untrue that it tells people to have abstinence. Yet, I just want to read out why the media said that, because one can just make up their mind from this. It says, should detach themselves, pregnant women should detach themselves from desire, anger, attachment, and lust. Is this, sir, coming from someone who knows, is this, you think, the way of yoga? Do you still stand by this?
जी, इसमें देखिए कंट्रोवर्सी की बात जो है वो तो बनाना है तो बना सकते हैं, लेकिन कंट्रोवर्सी कहीं भी नहीं होती. किसी भी चीज़ के लिए कुछ भी सलाह देना कभी कोई जो है आदेश नहीं है, ऑर्डर नहीं है. और उस सलाह पे जो है जिसको जो वैज हैं वो अपने हिसाब से फॉलो करें, जो नॉन वैज हैं वो अपने हिसाब से फॉलो करें. एक बताया गया है, पूरे योग में पढ़ाया जाता है कि आप जो है शाकाहारी बने, तो उसमें जो है ये आज से नहीं चल रहा है. तो आज भी जो है योगा की जितनी यूनिवर्सिटी है सब जगह यम नियम में जो है यही पढ़ाया जाता है कि शाकाहार का पालन करें। तो उसमें योग और नेचुरोपैथी की एक काउंसिल है, तो वो योग नेचुरोपैथी के बेस को मान के चलेगी। आज अगर वो एलोपैथी को पसंद नहीं आता है तो एलोपैथी अपना सुझाव दे, योग जो सिस्टम जिस पे बेस्ड है उसी पे है। देखिए ये सारी चिकित्सा जो है योग और नेचुरोपैथी का जो विज्ञान है वो स्वास्थ्य का विज्ञान है
जी,
वो जो है रोगों का विज्ञान नहीं है।
डॉक्टर मिश्रा, हम कंट्रोवर्सी नहीं कर रहे, बस हम आपसे समझना चाहते हैं, और क्योंकि योग में बहुत लोगों को बहुत ही ज्यादा लोगों को इंटरेस्ट है, तो हम चाहते थे कि आप एज एन एक्सपर्ट आए और हमारे स्टूडियो में जो दूसरे एक्सपर्ट्स हैं जो योगा पढ़ाते हैं वो भी आकर हमारे दर्शकों को बताएं व्हाट इज राइट एंड व्हाट इज रॉन्ग। बस यही हमारा इंटरेस्ट है, बिकॉज योगा डे के पहले जी, योगा डे के पहले एवरीबॉडी इज इंटरेस्ट in yoga, so that's accepted that so many people in the country are interested in yoga, so we just want to separate the myth from the facts.
मैं आपकी बात को रोक रहा हूं, मैं ये बता रहा हूं, सबसे पहले नाम में सुधार करें, मैं डॉक्टर डीएन शर्मा हूं, डीएन मिश्रा नहीं।
सॉरी सर, या दैट वाज सॉरी, इट वाज रिटन देयर डॉक्टर शर्मा। ये एक चीज और पूछना चाहता
हूं, देखिए जहां जहां योग की बात आती है, योग में प्रधानमंत्री जी का एक जो है सबसे पहले वाक्य आपने सुना होगा
जी,
कि आधा गिलास भरा है आधा गिलास खाली है, लेकिन उन्होंने इस बात को कहा कि आधा गिलास पानी से भरा है आधा गिलास हवा से भरा है। तो योग जो है कभी भी ये नहीं चाहता कि वो आप कमियां देखें।
सर सर ओके,
योग तो ये चाहता
मैं समझ रही हूं सर, एक क्लैरिफिकेशन डॉक्टर शर्मा, वन क्लैरिफिकेशन, यहाँ पे जहाँ पे लिखा हुआ है आपके किताब में जो आप लोगों ने अभी दिए, यहाँ पे क्लैरिफिकेशन में लिखा है कि 3 साल पहले ये बनाई गई थी, बट वी आर जस्ट इंटरेस्टेड बिकॉज इट वॉज गिवन आउट सर्कुलेटेड एट अ प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस इवन नाउ। यहाँ पे जहाँ पे लिखा हुआ है शुड डिटैच देमसेल्व्स फ्रॉम डिजायर एंड एंगर एंड अटैचमेंट एंड लस्ट, ये थोड़ा इम्प्रैक्टिकल, आई मीन
बिल्कुल मैंने सब पढ़ा है और अभी अभी जो पढ़ा भी है ये पढ़ा भी है और अभी
इन अ वे तो ये एब्स्टिनेंसी कह रहा है सर, आप लोगों ने डिनाई किया है बट इट इज एब्स्टिनेंस।
मैं आपको बता रहा हूं, देखिए मैं आपको एक छोटा सा एग्जांपल दूंगा कि आप अगर जो है मुझे जानते हैं और जानते हैं कि आप कभी जो है बीमार हुए और मैंने आपको तुरंत ठीक कर दिया, तो आप मुझे जब भी देखेंगे हम कोई बात नहीं करेंगे फिर भी आपके चेहरे पर मुस्कुराहट आ जाएगी, और अगर मेरा किसी बात पे कोई कंट्रोवर्सी हुई है तो आप बिना बात किए ही, कंट्रोवर्सी कभी 2 साल पहले हुई थी लेकिन आज भी अगर चेहरा देखेंगे तो आपके माथे पे बल आ जाएंगे। तो ये कौन सा प्रभाव है? ये वही प्रभाव है कि आप जिस तरह के भाव जैसे मन में आ जाते हैं उसका प्रभाव आपके जो है क्रियाकलापों पे आता है। तो वही इसमें दर्शाया गया है कि आप उस तरह के मनोभाव रखेंगे तो उसका जो है प्रभाव बच्चे के ऊपर आएगा।
ओके
डॉक्टर शर्मा, वैसा जो है मनोभाव नहीं रखें।
फेयर इनफ,
अगर मेरे से आपका है तो आप एकदम मुस्कुराएंगे, बिना बात के भी मुस्कुराएंगे।
ओके आपका पॉइंट हम समझ गए, लेट्स जस्ट टेक इट टू आवर एक्सपर्ट। ईरा, डू यू एग्री विद एवरीथिंग दैट दे आर सेइंग व्हिच द बुकलेट सजेस्ट?
एब्सोल्युटली नॉट, I do agree with the fact.
And I just want to emphasize again, Ira is someone who's written lots of books on yoga and she is an authority. Yeah, you don't agree with it. Why?
I don't agree. Listen, first of all, I don't think yoga and sex have anything to do with each other. I've written a book on marriage and sexuality. There's no connection at all between these two things. Eating non-veg, I think that's a personal preference. Typically, yoga, people who practice yoga don't eat non-vegetarian food because it's more difficult to digest. There's practical reasons why someone following a yogic diet does not eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
So that point, I think it's recommended in the booklet. One has to agree with that as well. About pregnant women, I'm not even sure how that connection goes together at all. I'm sure there was something probably thrown in about Surya Namaskars because they're always controversial.
We'll get to that bit a little later on when we get to the yoga day controversy. I just wanted to look at the book
first. And I think but I think there's something to be thought about here. The government needs to be more careful when they put out such documents. And I don't know why they continually do this.
Yeah.
Is it a matter of people who are copywriting these simply don't have the language skills? Whether it's a statement issued by the tourism minister who advises women not to wear skirts, or whether it's the yoga ministry saying don't abstain from sexual desire.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just a matter of the people writing this, even though it's not the intention. And as a writer, I sometimes believe that this is the case. The government just doesn't have good, you know, apt writers who can convey the message properly. But I don't think that there was any ill intent. But given the number of controversies that have surrounded yoga in the past, I really, really do feel like that the Ayush Ministry and all of the government of India should be very, very careful when they put out any statements regarding yoga.
Good point. Shreya, do you agree with this booklet? Because you felt that, when I was talking to you earlier, you said yes. Mm. There is an aspect of yoga which does say abstinence.
Yes. So, if you see the origin of yoga, right, all the 8 limbs that we're supposed to follow, the first one that says yamas, and the first one is supposed to be non-violence, right? And non-violence, and that's the reason probably non-vegetarian, that aspect has come about. And it does also say that you're supposed to abstain from sex, right?
Where does it say that?
Again, it's one of all the 8 limbs that we follow.
Okay.
So it's one of them.
So you tell your students that?
I don't teach that, because eventually it's a personal choice. You're supposed to also see the environment everybody comes from.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Right? If a person who's following a yogic path, they are probably in a different environment. They're not living in the city. They're not bearing children. They're not, because at that time, you cannot have, so again, it's a controversy. How can you be pregnant if you're abstaining from sex?
Right. Yeah.
So if
Which
you're
is what
already,
everyone had a problem with.
So if you're already abstaining from sex and you're pregnant, and then you say that you're supposed to, are supposed to devoid yourself from, you know, the lust or the feelings or desires, it doesn't go hand in hand that much.
Okay, so we heard from the yoga experts. I wanted to get in a feminist point of view. Kamalpreet, they're saying, you know, you heard what Dr. Sharma said, that we're trying to just make it controversial. It's just a suggestion. Is that a good enough, should we keep quiet because it's just a suggestion?
It's not only a suggestion. See, I mean, I will not see the booklet only in isolation. And the government, the Ayush Ministry, has suggested that women should abstain from having sex, that, you know, women should not eat
pregnant
meat
women.
When they are...
Yeah,
pregnant women should not eat meat. And, if you go to any doctor and they will suggest you that pregnant women should actually eat more meat, they should actually eat more eggs, because, I mean, you really need protein when you are pregnant. So the booklet is completely absurd. And I don't know who has made this booklet, because these men are actually telling...
Dr. Sharma is part of the group.
Yeah, he is part of the group. So men are actually telling and suggesting the women how you should actually conceive your pregnancy. I mean, how you should get pregnant, what you should take care of. I mean, you cannot have any desire. You should completely abstain from having sex. I mean, who are you to suggest that you should not...
So you think it's misogynistic?
Yeah, it is. It actually stems from a very patriarchal thinking that you can control women's body. You can control, what they will eat, what they will not eat, what they will wear, what they will not wear. It's like same as suggesting a woman that, you know, because of your clothes you are getting raped. And not only that, I mean, the government, it is not the first time that Ayush Ministry has come up with such things. The government of India, I am really sorry to say, but Hamari Abhi recently Home Ministry had put up something saying that Spain and Morocco, the border at Spain and Morocco had got this whole lighting. I mean, that not Spain and Morocco, but they were showing that the Spain and Morocco border is the border of India and Pakistan.
That's not similar.
So I'm saying, I'm saying that this was in the document of Home Ministry. Home Ministry was sharing it. So the absurd claims that the government is making repeatedly on some fact, or just saying that our national anthem got selected in UNESCO.
They don't think some it's absurd, though. That's the thing.
Can I ask Mr. Sharma, a question?
Yeah, sure, go
Sharma
ahead.
जी आप लोग थोड़ा सा मीनिंग आप लोग अब योग के बारे में लिख रहे हैं और योगा डे आ रहा है और हम लोग योग को प्रमोट करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं तो आप लोग थोड़ा सा ध्यान क्यों नहीं रखते हैं कि आप लोग जो ऐसे स्टेटमेंट्स लिख रहे हो क्योंकि योग का नाम ही बर्बाद कर देता है ये हमको समझ में नहीं आ रहा मीनिंग हम योगा टीचर्स हैं और आप
योग में नहीं 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 बिल्कुल ठीक बात लेकिन आप इसको दूसरे तरीके से समझने की कोशिश कीजिए कि आप ऐसा क्यों जो है कि कोई भी जो है गाइडलाइन अगर बना दी गई है विश्व इस योगा डे को मान रहा है विश्व भारत को जो है इतना मान रहा है उसको इस अग्रणी इसमें देखता है और ऐसे टाइम पे इस तरह की उसको बात को छोटी बात को कंट्रोवर्सी बनाया जाए तो वो भी नहीं बनाना चाहिए, ये उन लोगों को भी सोचना चाहिए। आज देखें आप, अगर किसी ने ये कह दिया कि आज किसी ने कहा कि
लेडीज, हम इसको इग्नोर कैसे करेंगे, ये इग्नोर करेंगे नहीं, सब कैसे करेंगे। अच्छा, आई जस्ट वांट टू गेट अद्वैता काला इन, आई नो यू ऑल हैव क्वेश्चंस एंड यू वांट टू आस्क क्वेश्चंस ऑफ डॉक्टर शर्मा एज वेल। जी डॉक्टर शर्मा, एक मिनट, डॉक्टर शर्मा एक मिनट। अद्वैता काला, यू हर्ड बोथ साइड्स ओवर हियर, यू नो श्रेया हैड अ डिफरेंट पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, शी सॉ इट, शी सॉ दैट द योगा ट्रेनिंग डज काइंड ऑफ इनकॉर्पोरेट दैट, बट एज कमलप्रीत एंड ईरा just think that this is marring the good work or the good vibes that yoga generates. Where do you stand on this debate?
Very quickly, you know, just a quick fact check. I saw this on a different channel, so I'm not sure if I can take the name of the channel, but it's a national media channel, which stated that this booklet has been out for the last 4 years. So it's not something that's entirely from this government.
Last
so I think
years.
We can move away from that kind of commentary.
I just want to correct that by saying
last 3 years.
It's been circulation for the last three years. But it's been given out to reporters before this yoga
Correct.
Day. So I just want to say that I don't know where it's been in circulation, but it's been given out publicly before yoga day this year. Right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So that was the first thing. The second thing is, from what I understand of the Ayush ministry, which is Ayurveda, Yoga, Unani, and you know, a couple of other naturopathy, those kind of traditions, which do look at holistic health. So when you speak of holistic health, and Ayurveda is something I'm most familiar with, just as someone who uses it often, you address different aspects of the body, which include the spiritual, the physical, as well as you know, the emotional and the mental. So when this comes under the realm of that, and if you look at it from that perspective, then certain emotions do impact the child. You know, there are many stories that we hear of children in ultrasound rooms. When they hear music, you can actually pick up on them smiling. And then there is the whole cultural concept of garbh sanskar also, which comes in, which does refer to these kind of things. So I think it's important to view it from the mandate of the Ayush ministry and what they're speaking of. And once you see it from that context, I don't think it will be that problematic.
Okay.
The only area of concern that I have is really non-vegetarian, because we know anemia is an issue with pregnant women. We have maternal mortality issues.
Good point.
And when you bar protein from their diets, that's where I feel more concerned about this, but not from the other aspects, because I really think that's just not important.
Yeah, I know you have problems.
I want to respond to the point of vegetarianism specifically. Yeah. That right now, I mean, Ayush Ministry has come up with these guidelines of promoting vegetarianism, and even right now in our own country, the whole government is actually pushing the narrative of, rather than promoting scientific temperament that should be here in the Ayush Ministry report, we are seeing a religious temperament going on. Yes. That you cannot eat meat, you cannot eat beef. I mean, there are something that needs to be looked down. And I mean, in the past, our own Prime Minister has made these statements, such absurd statement ki hathi ke sir pehle tha to plastic surgery pehle exist karti thi because we had Lord Ganesha. Or statement of having like, because Karan was not made, Karan did not get birth from his mother, then they cosmic.
Just to add to that, I want to point out one other point in the booklet which said that the pregnant woman should have spiritual thoughts. Agar sir, iska kya matlab hai? Should have spiritual thoughts. Agar koi aise bhi to pregnant mahila hoti hai jo ki matlab bhagwan mein ya fir us type of wo nahi manti ho, to don't you think this kind of, what do you make of this advice? And you want to add something?
Yeah, you know, I as a yogi, I am vegetarian, I follow a yogic diet and all of that. But the Ayush Ministry is a government body, and we are a secular democracy according to our constitution. And the Ayush Ministry should act in line of that. So to issue statements about promoting vegetarianism
Which
and things like that is not correct, even if it's part of a line of yoga.
Yeah, right.
You know, yoga too is very differentiated.
The whole booklet is actually,
let him respond.
आप लोग थोड़ा सा उल्टा सीधा लिखते हैं शर्मा जी, ये ऐसा आप लोग को थोड़ा सा ध्यान से
रिस्पॉन्ड नहीं रहा. या जी शर्मा जी बताइए.
देखिए बात सुनिए. अभी जहां तक जो है WHO की डेफिनेशन देखिए, वहां हेल्थ को कैसे डिफाइन किया गया है. आप WHO को भी कहें कि वो भी एक संस्था जो है पॉलिटिकल हो गई, तो फिर जो है उसका कोई जवाब नहीं दे सकता. WHO में जो है स्पिरिचुअल जो है उसमें वर्ड ऐड किया गया, अभी कुछ साल पहले ही ऐड किया गया कि जो है स्पिरिचुअल वेल बीइंग इज ऑल्सो पार्ट ऑफ हेल्थ जो है. अगर स्पिरिचुअली आप हेल्दी नहीं है तो आप हेल्दी नहीं हो सकते.
बट सर इस बुकलेट में
ये जो है WHO में जो है डेफिनेशन है,
WHO की डेफिनेशन जो है साइंस और मतलब
पीरियोडिक गवर्नमेंट ने थोड़ी बना के दिए,
पीरियोडिक अल्ट्रासाउंड या फिर मेडिकल चेकअप उसके बारे में है ही नहीं. वो बस कह रहे हैं कि योगा एंड नेचुरोपैथी वन ऑफ द सेफेस्ट सिस्टम्स ऑफ मेडिसिन टू मैनेज मदरहुड प्रॉब्लम्स.
नहीं नहीं, माय सबमिशन इज कि वहां पे जो आप स्पिरिचुअलिटी की बात करें तो स्पिरिचुअलिटी तो WHO की डेफिनेशन में है. अगर हेल्थ चाहिए तो हेल्थ में स्पिरिचुअलिटी एक पार्ट है उसका, जो उसमें जो है अगर आप स्पिरिचुअली अगर हेल्दी नहीं है तो यू आर नॉट हेल्दी.
Okay, but can we have an example of
spirituality?
How do you define spirituality based on the RSS point of view?
मैंने बताया कि हेल्दी, जैसे मैंने एग्जाम्पल दिया था कि आप किसी भी बात को खुश रहने के लिए, मन प्रसन्न रखने के लिए, आज सभी कहते हैं स्ट्रेस फ्री रहें. स्ट्रेस फ्री कैसे होंगे आप? स्ट्रेस फ्री तभी होंगे जब आप जो है किसी तरह का जो है
बहुत अलग अलग होता है,
किसी तरह का जो है गुस्सा नहीं करेंगे, एंगर नहीं करेंगे, एंजाइटी नहीं होगी, तभी तो आप.
ओके डॉक्टर शर्मा, बिफोर वी एंड आई वांट टू गो थ्रू अ लिस्ट ऑफ यू नो थिंग्स व्हिच हैव कॉस्ट.
मैं एक रिसर्च का जो है आपको अभी हवाला देता हूँ. अभी एक रिसर्च आई लास्ट ईयर में कि वो 2 महीने की प्रेग्नेंट लेडी का बच्चा जो है अगर एक कांच का ग्लास टूट जाता है तो वो 3 दिन तक एबनॉर्मल रहता है उसमें गर्भाशय में. तो ये जो है उसका जो है पूरा का पूरा जो है उसका जो है स्टडी की गई और उसकी रिपोर्ट बनाई हुई है. तो जब वो एक छोटे से कांच के ग्लास के टूटने से एबनॉर्मलिटी आ सकती है तो फिर
लड़ाई
का, गुस्से का, अगर वो टीवी जो है उसी तरह का देखेंगे, झगड़े की जो है वो सब जो है चीजें देखते रहेंगे, इसी तरह जो है सारी बातें अगर करते रहेंगे तो उनमें क्या होगा? बच्चे में वही सब चीजें जो है उससे जो है.
Okay, this is Dr. Sharma of the Central Council for Research in Yoga and Naturopathy, his point of view. But before we end, I just wanted to go through a quick checklist of things which have been controversial in the yoga thing. And I wanted just you to give me a quick thought like, for example, this entire thing of should it be, do you think Yoga Day should be made mandatory in schools?
Why you should make yoga mandatory and compulsory? If somebody wants to practice yoga, they can practice. If somebody does not want to practice yoga, they cannot. And only compulsory making yoga can be seen in the light of the whole thing that the government is doing. I mean, Christmas Day ko aap bana rahe ho, Good Governance Day.
Okay. Next question I wanted to ask you is Surya Namaskar or Om, is it religious?
Om is definitely not religious. It's a spiritual sound. It's supposed to have sound energy. It has nothing to do with religion. Mm-hmm. As for Surya Namaskars, yes, it has its origin in a form of yoga, which is, originally a Hindu tradition. But the way that it has evolved today is simply a form of exercise with lots of lots of benefits.
And one of the final things to ask is, Advaita Khara, many people say taxpayer money shouldn't be spent on Yoga Day and marking such events. What do you think?
I think it deserves a place. It's one of our greater traditions. It's something that's been recognized by the United Nations. It's traveled the world. It's something we should be proud of and definitely talk more about. I think this is part of our culture, our heritage, our soft power. And I think we should use it and we should celebrate it.
Okay, Shreya, your problem with any of the Yoga Day controversies?
So right now it's almost mandatory in every city or any country. Yeah. So I believe that it's good to get educated on what yoga is, mm-hmm. but again, it's on the person's choice mm-hmm. whether they want to follow or not. But having the education about what it is and what it entails, which is not having the religious context to it.
Okay. I want to add last, our constitution mandates that there should be rational thinking, there should be, questions should be asked, there should be scientific temper, but with these guidelines, the absurd guidelines, it's like same jo abhi hamare piche judge ne bola tha ki peacock ke aansu se wo pregnant ho jati. I mean, you're pushing these things in the mainstream narrative and the audience is buying it, so it is actually very
buying it.
I mean, it is very dangerous. Yeah. Even if you're saying ki 3 saal pehle bhi ye tha, lekin aaj to aap us booklet ko lekar baant rahe aur bol rahe ho ki women should abstain from sex. I can't have desire if I'm pregnant. I mean, why will I have to follow something that I don't know who have made some sort of scientific CSR, jo bhi jisne banaya hai, and they are actually telling me the what I should eat and what I should not eat.
Dr. Sharma, last question aapko, ye jab booklet aap log fir se banenge, to fir isme kya changes layenge aap?
Madam, ek baat dekhiye, aaj स्मोकिंग पर जो है कभी भी बैन नहीं हुआ. स्मोकिंग को सब जो है हेल्थ जो है हैजार्डियस मानते रहे, लेकिन अभी बैन कर दिया तब तो किसी ने शोर नहीं मचाया, क्योंकि जो है जो चीजें हेल्थ के लिए नहीं ठीक है तो उसको जो है अगर कोई सुझाव देता है तो उसको कभी भी नहीं मानना चाहिए कि वो मैंडेटरी हो गया.
ओके, ओके,
जो चाहेगा कि वो जो है हमको हल्का जो है सेवन करे
या टोबैको जो है उसका सेवन करे, कोई बदलाव नहीं आएंगे.
सब चीजें सुधार.
डॉक्टर शर्मा,
शर्मा जी, पूरी रिक्वेस्ट है हम सबसे कि आप इसको थोड़ा सा चेंज करें. हम योग पे एक बुरा नाम ला रहे हैं, कॉन्ट्रोवर्सी क्रिएट कर रहे हैं,
इलॉजिकल तो ना दिखाएं, क्योंकि योगा यहाँ पर एक इलॉजिकल लग रहा है कि और इतना एब्सर्ड साउंड हो रहा है. अगर आप योगा हमारा एक कल्चर है जो उसको उस तरह से
मांसाहार पे पूरा जैन समाज
सब योगा किया विमेन की ऊपर आप कुछ नैरेटिव डालना शुरू कर.
एज वी रैप अप, आई थिंक व्हाट इज क्लियर इज यू नो यू आर
पूरा जैन समाज जो है वो जो है बिल्कुल मांसाहार के अगेंस्ट और शाकाहार पे आधारित है. वहां तो कोई कंट्रोवर्सी नहीं आती है.
ओके,
आज पूरी यूनिवर्सिटी जो है उसके लिए जो है वो शाकाहार पे पढ़ाती है. शाकाहार पे सब जो है मैंडेटरी जो है ना वो लोग जो है गाइडलाइंस देते हैं. वहां तो कहीं भी कंट्रोवर्सी नहीं होती. आज विश्व योगा दिवस मनाया जा रहा है, पूरा विश्व उसको पॉजिटिव देख रहा है और अपने ही घर में जो है हम नेगेटिव देख रहे हैं.
आई थिंक इट्स इम्पोर्टेंट.
Go ahead.
You know, I think it's important not to look at from this length. I mean, if you go to a doctor and your triglycerides are high, and they say stop red meat, you know, I mean, this is a tradition. It's a certain tradition where these things are recommended. They're not binding, but they are true to the tradition. And I think that's the context in which you have to look at it.
Okay, fair enough. But one thing perhaps has become clear in this program is that the younger lot of yoga trainers like you all totally don't agree with what's being
protected. We're trying
as well
to promote yoga as a, you know, for everyone. We don't, even if we practice a particular tradition, the way I teach my students is that yoga has nothing to do with religion and anyone can practice of all age groups, all nationalities, and that's the beauty of yoga. It's
and
flexible.
That's a perfect note to end on with Yoga Day coming up. Hopefully there won't be any more controversies and people can just enjoy yoga in the true spirit of it. That's it on the show. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.